With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically, the podcast where we embrace who we truly are without an apology. That's right, without hesitation, and definitely without comparison. That's right, I said that. I am your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today's episode is all about breaking free. I said breaking free the comparison trap and learning how to feel enough exactly as you are. That's what our episode is about today. So what comparison trap are you asking about? Or you're probably saying, what are you talking about, Dr. Kim? Come on now. You all know about it. We all been there. Don't try to fool me, because I know we all know about it. We all do. You and I. That's it. We all do. Well, let me correct myself. I no longer do it. Are you still trapped? That's the question. Well, let's see. When I say the word comparison, don't act like you have never been a victim. Don't act like you're not a victim. Come on now, or you've never been a victim. Come on. I know. I sure have. Comparison is something we all dealt with, whether we admit it or not. At some point, we looked at someone else's life, someone else's achievements, someone else's relationship, their appearance, or someone else's success. And we thought, why am I not there yet? Why am I not as successful? Why do I not have a good relationship? Come on now. You all know. You may have not used those exact words, but you may have asked a question like that or similar to it, or you made a comment after assessing where you are. We scroll through social media, right? And we see the perfect highlight reel or video or photo, right? Or people achieving their dreams. We see it on social media all the time, looking flawless, traveling the world, seeming like they have it all. They have it all together. And suddenly, our own lives feel small, diminished, unworthy, or not good enough. We feel like we are wasting our lives, not living up to the world's expectations that we put on ourselves. And so we feel like we're not living up to our own expectations. But here's the thing. Comparison is a thief. It's a thief. I'm just here to tell you that. It's a thief. That's right. I said it. Comparison is a thief, and it steals from us right from underneath our nose, right in front of our face. It steals our joy, our confidence, our clarity. It steals our peace. And it makes us doubt ourselves and question our path. Am I where I should be? Am I going in the right direction? See, Charlotte seemed to have it all going on. And Alex, yep, He always know the right thing to say or the right thing to do or the right time to say. And here is the worst part. Comparison is all based on an illusion, because we're comparing our behind the scene to someone else's curated highlight reel. That's what we're doing. Or in other words, we're comparing ourselves to someone else's edited video or edited photo. That's what we're doing. So today, we're going to unpack why we compare ourselves to others. We're going to talk about how it affects us. And most importantly, we are going to talk about, we're going to discuss how can we shift our mindsets and our behaviors to feel enough. But you know, feeling is one thing. We have to know we're enough. So when you feel enough, when I feel enough, there's no room for comparison. Instead, you will have lots of room for compliments, and not compliments to be received, but compliments to give. So in this episode, we're going to do a deep dive into the root cause of comparison, where it comes from, and why does it hang around? The hidden dangers of constantly measuring yourself against others. We're going to talk about how to redefine success, your success, on your own terms. What does it look like for you on your own terms? We're going to identify or share some practical strategies to break free from comparison and step into not only self-acceptance, but self-love. Mm-hmm. Like falling madly. Did I say madly? In love with you. That's what we're going to talk about. So by the end of this episode, my hope is that you walk away feeling empowered to stop looking outward for validation and start embracing your own unique path, your own unique gift, your own unique talent. Yes. Like I said, I want you to fall madly. Did I say madly? In love with who you are. That's what I want you to walk away with from this episode. So comparison, let's have a little definition behind it. It is a deeply ingrained part of human nature, right? Where we look at someone and we assess them based on their outward appearance, and then we turn around and assess ourselves. So it's part of human nature. We do it to gauge our progress, understand where we fit in society, and sometimes even to push ourselves forward. But there's a fine line between healthy inspiration and destructive self-judgment. So we have to be very careful when we are playing around with this fine line, right? Because we can course over it at any time and may find it hard to course back. So we have to be careful. Why do we compare ourselves so much? Why is the question that I want you to ask yourself and think about what I'm saying as I break this thing down. So from childhood, we learn about ourselves through our parents and through the people that are around us, our siblings, those who surround us when we are younger and in our childhood. If you ever been in a group of friends and felt like you were the least successful or least attractive or your life isn't moving, it's because our brains are wired to assess our social standing through comparison. That's what we do. It's a part of us. But here's the problem. Everyone's journey is different. You have to know this to understand that no two people start from the same place or walk the same path. Now, that's the truth. The truth is you never, as if you've never heard it, right? This is the truth. Yet, we go around acting as if life is a competition where we're all supposed to reach success by the world's definition, all at the same time. That's simply not true. And that's not the case at all. It's not. Social media has amplified our comparison struggle to the highest degree. The more you stay on social media, swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right, right? The more you stay on social media, the worse it can get. We see people living their best lives ever, doing their best performances, producing their best videos or results, but we don't see, what we don't see is the effort that they put in. We don't see the struggle that they're going through or the reality behind the scenes. See, we're not privy to that. The perfectly curated photos or edited videos, the edited success story, they don't show the failures. They don't show the mistakes. They don't show the oopsies. They don't show the self-doubt. They don't show the second guessing or questioning themselves or the sacrifices that was made along the way. You don't see that. So when we compare ourselves to what we see online, we're not comparing reality. We're comparing ourselves to an illusion. It's like comparing yourself to a magic trick. There are illusions. Am I not correct? So think about it. When I compare myself to something I see on social media, I'm comparing myself to a magic trick, point blank. Another reason we compare is that we believe there's a limited amount of resources, a limited amount of success, a limited amount of happiness or beauty to go around. We don't believe it's enough to go around for everyone. We don't believe that. Mm-mm. It's this idea that if someone else has made it, then somehow there's less for me. Somehow there's less for you. And we think somehow there's not enough for us. There's no more left and it's all gone. That's what we're thinking. But the truth is this, there's enough for everyone. There is enough for everyone. Do I need to say it again? There's enough for everyone. It is. The honest truth is the resources are there. It's enough for you. It's enough for me. There is enough. Okay, so your journey isn't diminished because someone else is thriving. I need you to understand that. Your journey isn't diminished because I'm succeeding. And neither does mine diminish because you're succeeding. Do you not realize that there's no deadline on success? And if it is, then you put it there. There's no limit on happiness. And if it is, you put it there. Or you allowed someone else to put a deadline on your success and on your happiness if you didn't do it. Here's my point, or here's the key to scarcity, to our scarcity mindset. The more you learn to truly celebrate others' accomplishments and their achievements while staying focused on your own growth, the more at peace you will become. Say that again, you said. Okay. The more you learn how to truly celebrate, not fake, not phony, truly celebrate other people's accomplishments, other people's achievements, while staying focused on your own growth, the more peaceful that is, you will become. Did I tell you that comparison is a thief? Well, it is. I know I said it. I just want to say it again. And it will steal your peace if you are not keeping a close eye on your peace. Off it goes. Take my word. So we're clear on why we compare ourselves to others. Let's talk about the damages it does when we don't control it. When our comparison goes rogue on us, that's all we're doing, right? It's comparing, comparing, comparing. Well, not only does it steal your peace, you keep it up, it's going to steal your joy. Have you ever felt proud of something you accomplished? Maybe you land a new job You're in a new relationship, or you completed a really long project, right? Such as you accomplished maybe a personal goal. Or how about you just had a great day? Something as simple as that. Only to suddenly feel like it wasn't enough because you saw someone else doing something better. It steals your joy. Comparison. Yes, it does. The comparison is robbing you. It turns your joy into doubt, making you feel like what you've done isn't worth anything or it's not worth it anymore. See, keep in mind, comparison, and I'm saying it again, is a thief, and it will steal from you. It will steal, already said your peace, and now it's coming after your joy. So one attribute is not enough for comparison, that comparison trap. It will take and take and take and take and take until you are depleted. And so you have to pay attention and be mindful of that comparison trap because it creates a false sense of failure. So have you ever had the feeling like you're falling behind, but ask yourself, falling behind who? We are all moving at our own pace. And that's what you have to understand. Life is not a race. Although society wants us to believe it is, it's not a race, but we make it a race. It's dictated to us as a race and we get in the race and we're just going, 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 comparing, comparing, comparing. Just because someone else has reached the milestone faster does not mean that you won't get there. And it doesn't mean that you're a failure either. You will get there. You will get there. And here's the thing. Success isn't linear. Some people take longer to get where they're going. Some people walk slower. Some people talk slower. Some people do things slower. And so it's going to take them longer to get there, to get where they're going. It may take you longer, but what you have to understand that it is perfectly okay. It is perfectly okay. Learn to live your life at your own pace. Don't allow someone to dictate to you how fast you should succeed. Don't allow them to set that a bar high, too high for you, right? That they can't even accomplish. So set your own pace and you will see that it will be hard for you to create a false sense of failure in your life when you set your own pace. Comparison, it disconnects you from your own path. And that's the last thing we want, right? When we spend too much time looking at other people's lives, we are actually stopping the focus that we have on ourselves. We're not focusing on our own life. Think about it. This is so simple. When you are looking at yourself in the mirror and you get distracted by the phone ringing, someone coming into the room, guess what you do? You stop focusing on yourself. You stop looking at yourself and you start focusing on the distraction. That's what you do. You get distracted. We get distracted. So don't get distracted from your own path. And you start focusing on someone else's path. See, we start chasing goals that aren't even ours. They don't belong to us. We want somebody else's goals. Why? I have no clue. But we do. We chase other people's goals and ideas. And sometimes we allow people to put their own goals and ideas on us. And that's what I mean by Jason, right? We start molding and shaping ourselves into what other people think we should be and what we should do. And then we think, are we good enough? So instead of doing that, shaping yourself to please and meet other people's objectives, what I want you to do is embrace who you are. Embrace what truly fulfills you. That's what I want you to do. And so let's now segue into how do we stop comparing so that we can feel enough, so that we will know that we are more than enough. How do you break free from this ongoing cycle? Because that's what it is. How do you break free from this ongoing cycle of not feeling enough, or thinking you're less than, or feeling unsuccessful, or like you're stuck and you're not going anywhere? I want to say the first thing that you want to do is practice self-awareness. So the next time you compare yourself, or you see yourself comparing yourself to someone else, first stop and give a compliment, right? Instead of comparing, give a compliment. And after you give a compliment, then ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Why am I thinking like this? What do I think I'm lacking that is bringing on this thought? Most of the time, it's not about the other person. It's about an insecurity within you, within you, within me, within us that needs to be healed. But we're not paying attention to that insecurity. We're too busy looking at someone else and comparing ourselves to someone else. So give a compliment and then begin to ask yourself some questions. In giving a compliment to that person, also start looking at your wins, even if they're small wins. So instead of focusing on what you haven't done, or what you haven't completed, or where you have not reached or made it to this point, make it a habit to celebrate what you have done. You can do this easy just by keeping a journal. Like, write down your small victories. They don't have to be big in size. Small victories. If you started your day and you said, you know, I want to get 3 things done today, and you identified those 3 things, and say that you got distracted, you got a phone call or interruption, someone came by, and you only got 2 things done, celebrate those 2 things that you got accomplished. Celebrate that, and then just move that other thing to when the next day comes, that's when you focus on it. But keep a journal of your personal growth, of the moments that you are proud of, especially when you become proud of you. Do that. I hate to say this because a lot of us are so addicted to it, but really limit your social media exposure, not only exposure and your time on social media, because that is the biggest comparison trigger. Social media trigger comparison. It makes us compare. So just take a break from it. Put your phone down, right? Put your tablet down. Shut down your laptop. Curate your feed, your feelings. Like, pay attention to your feelings, that is. And begin to inspire you. Inspire yourself. Do these things. But when you're on social media, or you're putting your stuff out there in social media, ensure that you're putting out information that inspires other people as well. And that what you're saying is not only inspiring others, but it's also inspiring you and making you feel adequate and more than enough. Here's the thing I want you to pay attention to. And I said it earlier, so I'm going to say it again. Define your own version of success. Define your own version of success. We all move at different pace. We all do our own thing differently. We are uniquely different. So what does success look like for you? Not the success that society put on you, or the version of society that laid at your feet, or you saw on Instagram, right? Not that version, or you saw on Facebook. Not that version. I want you to get clear, get crystal clear on your values, get crystal clear on your dreams, get crystal clear on what really makes you happy. And don't keep it up here. Write it down. So when you find yourself having a challenging day, you can then pick it up and you can read, what are those things that spells or defines your success? Now, If you want to take this to another level, let me tell you what I did to break free from comparison myself with others. I did this exercise that's called Path to Greatness. It's a training slash exercise. And after I completed this exercise, I learned so much about me. But I have to be honest, this exercise is really a part of me now, so much so that I can never see myself comparing myself to someone else. And yep, I said never, because with Path to Greatness, it helped me to learn so much about myself, And so with that, I couldn't see myself comparing myself to someone because I see myself as being totally different. So not only avoid the comparison trap, I just shut it down. Now, Path to Greatness training exercise, you can download it from my website, KimRGrimes.com, or click on the link in the comment section of this YouTube channel, and you can find it there as well. Now, let me tell you, instead of giving you like the details of everything about this exercise, well, maybe I will. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to know that I learned how to uncover, I learned how to acknowledge, I learned how to own, and I learned how to live in my greatness. And that's what it did. It taught me how to live in my greatness. It's a simple exercise, but I'm telling you, it's a little challenging. To some of you, it's going to be a little difficult, right? I'm just putting it out there. It's two steps. First step, you're just asking yourself some questions. You're just asking and you're answering these questions, and you're doing it for 7 days. You're asking simple questions. But the key thing is your answers cannot be duplicated. You cannot write a duplicate answer. And the best thing to do to see results is to write it down in your journal. And here's another part of this exercise is ask yourself the question, and then you also have to say it in front of a mirror. So to make it real easy, you're going to ask yourself a question while looking at yourself in front of the mirror. And so many of us struggle with eye contact. That's the best place to give eye contact is in the mirror when you're looking at yourself. Give yourself eye contact. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to ask yourself four questions. And here's the other part. You cannot get outside help. You can only answer the questions from within. This exercise is going to make you go in. So for those of you who fear your inner self, I don't know if you want to do this exercise. But for those of you who are not afraid of your inner self, hey, this is the exercise for you. Here are the four questions you're going to ask out loud, and you're going to have an answer. And this is what I did for me, and it worked. Oh my gosh. It just changed my life tremendously. What I like about myself is that I'm beautiful. What I appreciate about myself is my big, pretty smile. What I love about myself is my cocoa brown skin. And what I admire about myself are my dimples. So you have to ask yourself those four questions every day, and you have to find a different answer every day. And you take those questions and you stand in the mirror and you ask them out loud and answer them out loud. So that's the first step. The second step is simple. You just do it again for another 7 days. Again, not repeating any answers. And if you must repeat an answer, only repeat one. That's it. So after completing this for the first time, I didn't see myself the same anymore. And I really believe you would too. You're not going to see yourself like you did 2 weeks prior to really doing this work. You will initiate something in you. And I call it, it's a process of you uncovering your greatness. And the reason why I said uncovering, because we all are great. We all are great. It's in us. We all in us. But life covers it up. And so we have to go through a process of uncovering it. And when a situation, a circumstance, or some drama or whatever arises in your life, it covers it up. And so we have to go back and uncover it. It's a life process. Believe me when I say. And so I want you to know that that process of uncovering your greatness is an amazing process. And I declare that you will not be the same person once you start uncovering it. And you will stop comparing yourself with other people. I promise you, you will. We will challenge you. Here's how I want to challenge you. Not only do step one and two, right? And it's a 2-week process, but do it for 30 days and see if you recognize the person that you used to be, and see if you find yourself comparing yourself to anyone else. I tell you, the more you do it, the more you will boost your self-awareness, the more you will uncover your greatness, the more you will get a hike in your self-confidence, the more and more you will uncover your true identity, and it will put you on a solid path of falling madly. Did I say madly? In love with who you are. And here's my point. When you are madly, when I am madly, and you are madly and madly, and did I say madly, in love with ourselves, with who we are, you will be crystal clear on your worth. You will be crystal clear on your value. You will know that you are important, and you will know that you matter, not only to yourself, but to this world, right? And when you get there, then and only then will your true identity be staring you straight in the face. I'm telling you, straight in your face. It's there, because greatness is knowing you are enough. When you know your greatness, you know you are enough. So stop playing small. Start by giving yourself permission to be you unapologetically. That's what this podcast is all about. That's why I named it You Are You Unapologetically. And because, and I say this all the time, there's no one out there better at being you than you. And you're not going to find anyone. I'm telling you, but I dare you to go find someone who can do you better than you. I need you to understand you are great in every way possible. You matter. You are valuable. You are important. You are enough. You are enough. If you are watching from the sidelines, it's time to stop watching and get in the game, because you are enough. Stop watching others walk by in their greatness. Stop watching others be successful, and instead walk in your greatness. Know who you are. Walk in your greatness is showing up and being the best version of you, of yourself, each and every day for the rest of your life. That's it, for the rest of your life. That's walking in your greatness, not allowing anyone, and I mean no one, to stand in your way of being you. Be you, because you are you unapologetically. You are you. So I want you to take with you today from this episode, I want you to know that you are enough, and your journey is valid, and your timeline is your own. It's no one else's. It's your own. And every time you feel yourself slipping into comparison, remind yourself, no one else has to walk in your shoes. No one else. No one else has your story. No one else. And no one else has your struggles, nor do they have your strength. So give yourself permission to walk your path at your own pace with the confidence that you have in being you. That's what I want you to take away from this. But not only that, if you are about taking action, then take action this week and do the Path to Greatness training. Try it. And like I said, believe me, it's not for the faint at heart. It's not easy. But for those of you who who can only do easy at the moment, I want to share with you, don't do it. Don't do it. But here, let me give you something for you to do. If you're not ready for that hard work yet, a path to greatness, here's something for you to do. I want you to write down three things that you love about yourself. Write that down every day for at least 7 days. And so then you can go back and look at the things that you love, what you love about you, and you can look at, you have it there. And it can be something that you did very well. It can be a trait about yourself that you admire, or just something that makes you unique. Don't make it hard, right? Don't make it wrong. I know you heard me say this before. And so by the end of the week, you'll have a list of reminders that not only are you enough, list of reminders is reminding you that you're enough, but really it's going to show you that you are more than enough. Period. So that's it. That's it. With society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, this pushes you to dumb down, hide who you really are, and just go with the flow. I need you to know that you are you, unapologetically, and that means being true to how you were created and not allowing other people's opinions to affect how you show up in the world or in your life. See, people are going to talk about you, so we just let them talk. But you need to understand you have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think little of yourself. You don't have time for that. But when you show up without pretense and hesitation, now the world can't dull your glamour. They can't steal your shine. Not at all. Most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light so brightly, to share it and help others by giving compliments instead of comparing, right? And help others to tap into their own brilliance. So let's just put an end to the disparaging mindset that keeps us comparing ourselves to one another, right? And begin to own your authentic self. Join me here in this safe space where I will initiate influential conversations, about you being you. Unapologetically, that's what I'm talking about. That's it. You being you. No one can do you better. No one. I promise you. Thank you for joining me today. Or You Are You Unapologetically. Now, if this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend. Please comment below. I would love to hear some of the things that you have done. Oh, yes, please share it and comment. Remember, you matter. You are valuable. You are important. You are worthy. And you are more than enough. Your journey is your own, so stick to it and stay with you as you stay on your own journey. Please keep showing up and being you. Keep showing up being yourself. Keep showing up asking questions. And most importantly, I already said it, keep being you unapologetically. Until next time, ciao, ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.